Well, we got some very important things to talk about here that we need to figure out, get to the bottom of, and that may explain everything that's happened. We'll get to all of that. Joe Bartlett, did you see the new president behind the desk in the Oval Office, the famous Resolute desk, with a mask on? Didn't it look? He looked like the Lone Ranger's father with that black mask on.
I don't like the idea of him sitting there with a mask on. I know you're supposed to now because of the rule, but you know, it's just a bad visual, if you ask me.
But you're not supposed to. You're supposed to put a mask on when you're out, when you're around people, when you're in a store, when you're doing something. Biden also was vaccinated, second dose, everything, so he is completely immune. Although I find out now that if you're vaccinated, you've had your second dose, and it's 14 days later, and it's at full effect, and you're totally protected, it's possible you could still spread the virus, which I didn't realize. But it's, in other words, you're somewhere where the virus is all over the place. It goes into your nose. You've been vaccinated. You won't get sick. It'll protect you. But you still got some in there, some particles that can come flying out when you breathe. So you could infect other people. But one thing Donald Trump was right about, you can't have the leader of the free world sitting behind his desk with a mask on. So we'll get to that. We'll get to Dr. Fauci. We'll get to Cuomo. We'll get to the vaccine. We'll get to all this stuff. But let's see if we can. Now, you're kind of a just, you know, I don't think of you as a Republican, a Democrat. I don't know what you are. You're like common sense, middle of the road. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. Yes, I would agree.
So let's see if we can explain this. We're watching a day of Biden, the first day. And all the Democrats, the liberals that I know that go crazy for him, I see this on Facebook, I read what they're posting. These are very smart people. These aren't stupid people. These are all very successful people, top of their field. They went to Columbia. They're very educated, smart people. How do they get conned by a speech like that? It was just slogans and bumper stickers. How do they get conned by this?
Well, it's a different tone. You know, it was a different tone. They didn't like the way Trump spoke. Yeah, it's tone, really.
Huh. Oh, so maybe I should talk like that. Maybe I should do the show like this and have the tone. Here's a guy, one of the smartest guys I know. And he says, the nightmare is over. He's posting this. The nightmare is over.
God. Yeah, right.
Finally, human decency is back. What does that mean?
What struck me was democracy is preserved. I didn't think democracy was going to be taken away from it. Where did that come from?
Listen, I know Donald Trump real well. I could spend the whole 2 hours here telling you stories of the kindest acts he's done for people. So I think that he qualifies as having human decency. I don't know Biden well, but I've had to sit with him, I'd say, 10, 12 times through the years. I mean, for like a whole dinner, a whole night at a dais or in a room with some donor. I mean, I've watched this guy behind the scenes. He's the senator in The Godfather Part 2. Remember that senator? I intend to squeeze you. You don't talk to me again. You talk to Turnbull. And then when the door opens, ladies, how are you? That's him behind the scenes. And they get fooled. But did you see this thing? What was this all about? Biden had this thing about if you ever talk down to somebody.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They released this video, and all these very smart people are just eating this up. It's him. Who was he talking to? He was talking to some million Zoom calls, and he said, if I ever catch you talking down to anybody, you'll be fired immediately. Well, there's 40 videos of Biden telling people off, talking down to them, demeaning people. Remember the woman asked the question, you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. Wouldn't that be talking down to somebody?
Yeah.
Remember the one with the construction worker where he asked about his gun rights and Biden goes, don't talk to me like that. Let's go outside and I'll punch you. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
There's a million of these videos. So, but why would the very smart people? Here's a guy who's a very smart guy. He puts a long post up on Facebook and it's like, I told you so. And he says, it's just been a few hours. What has Biden done? And then he writes about the extraordinary achievements of Biden in just the first few hours. And he writes that he signed 17 executive orders. Most of them are about absolutely nothing. One is, we'll rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. This is an agreement that has never done anything, anything about climate change. It's totally toothless. We send them $400 million a year. Everybody else kicks in $4 million. They don't do anything at all. The only thing they ever did was they made us close our coal plants and they moved them to other countries. Another one is he announced we're rejoining the World Health Organization. This isn't anything, the World Health Organization. It's a little division at the UN, and all they do, it's run by this guy Tedros, who's a really sleazy character, as this Marxist who's been caught in a million scams. And we, how much should we give the World Health Organization? That's, I think it's also $400 million a year. Tedros, and he's been caught every year taking $400 to $500 million in expenses for his travel and expenses, you know, like the Clintons would do. And I think we can agree this coronavirus stuff was the biggest crisis we faced. And in that case, the World Health Organization was not only useless in the beginning, in January and February, remember they kept lying to us? They kept giving us false information and lying to us?
Yeah, we want to be part of that organization. That's a good one.
Yeah, so we're rejoining. As Rand Paul pointed out, why give them the $400 million this year? They'll lie to us for free. We don't have to pay. And he's brought back Dr. Fauci, who got everything wrong in January, February, March. He was totally wrong. And he was so thrilled to announce we're rejoining. We're going to pay $400 million to get lied to again.
I am honored to announce that the United States will remain a member of the World Health Organization.
Oh, thank God. Thank God that we're back.
We realize that responding to COVID-19 and rebuilding global health and advancing health security around the world will not be easy.
I won't bore you with it, but if you check the record, January, February, both Fauci and the World Health Organization were telling us, no virus, not coming here, nothing to worry about, it's not real, don't worry about it. So we're rejoining this. Fauci is a perfect example. Here's a guy, he's great on TV, he seems so honest and lovable and likable, but meantime, you check the record, got everything wrong. Totally wrong. You know how many lives he may have cost us? Remember in March, he was still telling people to take a cruise. Everything's fine. How many people did that kill? In the middle of March, he's on 60 Minutes. They don't wear a mask. They don't work. They don't do anything. How could you get that wrong? Could you explain this to me? What is it about these Democrats, these liberals? Again, they're the most highly educated, smartest people, these people I know. Why don't they see through this?
Well, they like the words. They, you know, they don't care if there's no action behind it, but the words are good.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to spend the next few weeks trying to get to the bottom, trying to figure this out. You know, if you watch the Trump inaugural speech, which was highly criticized, it was very specific about what he was going to do. I'm going to build this wall on the border. I'm going to bring back these jobs from China. He went through all these things he was going to do. I'm watching the Biden speech. The list of things he was going to do, he's going to have a beacon of light. What is that?
Yeah, we need beacons of light.
And again, these are highly educated Democrats. Oh, a beacon of light. And did you watch them, MSNBC? They were so thrilled we're going to have, finally, a beacon of light we're going to have. And then he announced unity. We're going to have unity. And he signed an executive order on unity. And he's going to have another speech on unity. Meantime, is he doing anything about unity? I'm not a unity expert.
They're going to impeach Trump.
But if I were a unity type of person, if that was my job to go get some, if he hired me, said, figure out this unity stuff, I would say, well, the first thing, you got half the country loves Trump and his policies. We have to bring them into the fold. So let's just kill this impeachment stuff. Let's go to the social media companies and say, put everybody back on. Let everybody have their voice. Let everybody speak. Wouldn't you do that? Wouldn't that be the steps towards unity?
That would help. That would help a lot.
But again, this is all just slogans and gestures. The call for unity. Did you see Chris Wallace on Fox News yesterday say that he has seen a lot of inaugural speeches, even JFK's famous inaugural speech, and he said that Biden's was the single best inaugural speech he had ever seen?
Oh, man. He may not have been paying attention before.
Yeah, I mean, Biden, it was just like he took every bumper sticker and just read them There wasn't even a teleprompter. He's just reading off bumper stickers. I mean, listen to these.
To overcome these challenges, to restore the soul and secure the future of America requires so much more than words. It requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy, unity.
Ah, there you go. So, problem solved. There you go. We're going to bring back the soul. We're going to have a beacon of light, too. You're going to see. Unity. So what is he going to do? Get an appropriation from Congress to get that beacon of light set up and get that working?
With unity, we can do great things, important things. We can right wrongs. We can put people to work in good jobs. We can teach our children in safe schools. We can overcome the deadly virus.
So what am I missing there? I know when Trump said, I'll bring back manufacturing to this country, I'll bring the factories back, I could see where that would create jobs. Or if you lower the corporate tax, let them expand, that could, but how does this bring back jobs? If you have unity, it brings back jobs?
Yes. Unity solves everything. So, and the beacon of light, too, yeah.
Yeah, Democrats, very smart people, and they'll listen to this, because that's, well, finally unity. And then the next day, he'll be calling everybody a white supremacist, a Nazi, a racist. We're banning you from Twitter. And that's the call for you. I just don't get it. So we'll take a look at this throughout the day and the week ahead to figure out what the hell, how do you get through to these people? The most frightening thing is yesterday they swore in the new Congress. So that makes Chuck Schumer the Senate Majority Leader. Did you ever think you'd live to see this?
No, that's scary.
Here is a divisive bureaucrat, just everything that's wrong with Washington, a guy that's been there too long, who spends every waking moment on donor service, taking care of donors, Republicans too, by the way. All the big donors. That's why he never has a running an opponent in New York. No, but no serious candidate ever runs against him. Because the Democrats and the Republicans here both want him elected. Because as they always tell you about Schumer, you could wake him up at 3 in the morning. He'll do whatever you need. So, but he spoke out.
As President Biden said a few hours ago, today democracy has prevailed. The will of the people was heeded. The peaceful transfer of power fulfilled. It takes a lot more than a band of hooligans to bring our grand democracy down.
Hey, 2 days ago, weren't they the worst terrorists ever to strike on American soil? Now they're hooligans. Hooligans. A guy from Brooklyn shouldn't be using the word hooligans.
This will be an exceptionally busy and consequential period for the United States Senate. There is much to do. And we are ready to get to work.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, I love these guys that have been there for 45 years. Now we're going to get it done. You know, that's another thing.
Yeah, right.
Fix income inequality. No more racism. No more. But Biden was already in the administration for 8 years. And before that, he was in Congress for 45 years. If he was going to do any of this, well, how come he didn't do it then? You got to wonder about that. Well, maybe the 26th time is the charm. Maybe then, maybe this time he'll do it. Now that he's more energetic than before. But he also, here's the other thing. These very smart Democrats, they went to Harvard. They went to Yale. He finally figured out what to do about this virus. He's got a plan.
The first order I'm going to be signing here is relates to COVID. And it's requiring, as I said all along, where I have authority, mandating masks be worn, social distancing be kept on federal property and interstate commerce, etc.
Now think about that. You wear a mask, social distancing. Joe Bartlett, why the hell didn't you think of that? That's a pretty good plan.
Oh, man, that's a brilliant plan.
next month he's coming out with a new plan, seatbelts in cars. What do you think of that? I know this guy doesn't leave his house. He's never been out in public. He's in the basement all the time. Everybody's been wearing masks for 8 months. Everybody has a mask on. I know there's a homeless guy over there who's not wearing his mask, and here's some crazy kid not wearing it. But everybody's been wearing a mask everywhere. There's been social distancing. It's nice. It helps. It's not going to solve the problem. But this is the plan. And you watch the smartest liberals, the most brilliant people in real life, tears in their eyes. Finally, a plan to do something about this. Anyway, we'll take a look at more of this. We'll get to crazy Governor Cuomo. You know he's suing everybody. It's now a day later. Has anybody explained to him you can't legally, you can't file a lawsuit against the president, a civil lawsuit? He doesn't have to respond to a civil lawsuit. And you can't sue Congress. They have total immunity from civil lawsuits. So anyway, we'll get to that. Check out the webpage. This is from a few years ago, actually quite a few years ago. It's Robin Williams. You'd admit he's pretty smart, right? Robin Williams?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he's a left-wing sort of Democrat. Watch this. This is a long time. This is Robin Williams explaining that Joe Biden is crazy. Even Robin Williams knew Joe Biden was crazy. Watch this video. Hey, if you didn't see it yesterday, this is the list of the Trump administration accomplishments. So if any friend of yours says, what the hell, he never got anything done. Read this list. Send it to him. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Well, let's take some calls. Maybe people can explain all this to us. Let's go to Dave in Chicago. Dave, how you doing?
Yes, good morning, Mark. I'm doing very well. Mark, I have to comment on last night's press briefing with Jen Psaki. It was like night and day. These Jim Acosta types were gone. Everybody's on their best behavior. It was nauseating. The softball questions like, are you going to change the colors of Air Force One? I mean, it was just an absolute out-and-out love fest. Is this what we're going to see for the next 4 years?
No, you won't see it. They'll stop covering it. But thanks for calling, Dave. That's you remember the White House press briefings were like armed combat. It was amazing to watch. These will be so boring, nobody will ever watch them again. They'll just won't even be covered anymore. You know, you'd watch same exact people. Who's that NBC guy? I can't remember his name, but, you know, when it's President Trump, why is the president such a liar? And then Kayleigh McEnany would have to answer. Yesterday was, how is President Biden feeling? Is he going to change the curtains? Did you see the New York Times? What a piece they wrote on Biden. This was hard-hitting about his love of ice cream. This was what the New York Times wrote about. Here's this woman. How do you say her name?
Psaki. Jen Psaki.
Psaki. Jen Psaki.
There will be moments when we disagree, and there will certainly be days where we disagree for extensive parts of the briefing, even perhaps. But we have a common goal, which is sharing accurate information with the American people.
Now, you hear the way she talks? Yes. Ask any Democrat. Ooh, she's brilliant, brilliant. Mm-hmm. She's so articulate.
There will be moments when we disagree.
Oh, my God. What moments are there going to be where anybody disagrees? Talking to Jim Acosta and all these fake news. What second is there going to ever be where they disagree? Anyway, let's go to Arturo in Portchester. Hey, Arturo.
Hi, Mark. I don't know if you remember this forum. First they came for the trade unionists, and then they came for the communist. I wasn't one, so I didn't, you know, I didn't say anything. And then they came for me.
I know,
Do you feel, do you yourself, Mark Simone, feel that you will be persecuted just as these people?
Persecuted? Well, I don't know about that. No, but thanks for calling. Joe Bartlett, will I be persecuted? I don't think so.
No, but you'll be called out, I'm sure. Ostracized.
Everybody loves me. Ostracized. It could never happen. I tell you something, but as bad as this looks, wait about 3 weeks and everything's going to reverse. About a month from now, a lot of people are going to start. I know we're talking about these Democrats that just are starstruck by Biden. They'll listen to anything he says. They fall for the slogans, the gestures, the symbolism. But in a month or two, people start to realize, you know, this guy doesn't. Nothing is happening here. It's just a return to the Obama years. In fact, the entire White House staff, which is being run by Susan Rice, it's all Biden people, from Ron Klain to Tony Blinken to it's all the Biden team back running things. Anyway, let's go to Vincent in Brooklyn. Hey, Vincent.
And also Valerie Jarrett, Mark. Mark, when Chuck Schumer said yesterday that he's ready to get to work, what he really meant is that he's ready for the donations and he's ready for the graft. Mark, yesterday I couldn't listen because...
Let me defend Chuck Schumer. I don't believe that he's ever personally taken any money and stuck it in his pocket. But he is a guy who does nothing but take care of donors and do favors for donors. It all goes into these PACs, these political PACs, where he can give money to other candidates, he can spend it on his expenses, his campaigns, but he doesn't go in his pocket.
Think he has a Swiss bank account somewhere?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's not that type of guy. Hey, look at him. He's like
He's probably too stupid to set one up because it's not so easy to do anyway. Mark, yesterday I almost lost it in my doctor's office because when I entered on the screen, it's a large doctor's office, they have a 50-inch TV, and normally they have those four yentas from The View on, but I walked in and I almost lost it. There's the Joe Biden administration, there's Valerie Jarrett talking, and then I'm trying to plug up my ears, and then I see Al Gore coming out, and he's saying that if he was still in the Senate, he would convict Donald Trump. So I go into the treatment room, Mark. The nurse takes my blood pressure. I'm so PO'd, my blood pressure is through the roof. And then when I came out at a symbolic gesture, in the middle of the waiting room, Joe Biden was speaking. I raised my arm. I put up my middle finger, and I put it right in front of Joe Biden's face. And then I walked out. I couldn't take it. I mean, I was dreading it for days. I had to go there to make this possible. I may need surgery again, but I knew it was going to happen.
What do you need?
What?
I said that we hope you pull through. That's good.
Well, no, I think everything will be all right, but there's no way I couldn't avoid it, Mark. And normally the yentas from The View on, but it was even worse. It was like Chinese water torture, seeing all those swamp snakes, seeing all the Chuck Schumer, Obama, all of them slapping each other's back, just like the old time, because they all know they're going to be taken care of, and the Trump supporters are not going to be taken care of. It was absolutely disgusting.
It was. Vincent, thanks for calling. Great call, as always. You know, the swamp is back. I don't care if you're a liberal or a Democrat, whatever you are. When you saw Bush and Obama hugging each other, you should know something is wrong with this picture or something. Remember Bush? The war criminal, you wanted to try him in The Hague, the racist, the war criminal, the idiot, he doesn't read, he doesn't listen. Remember all that?
Mm-hmm.
Now you love him and he's hugging Obama. What do you think that was all about? Anyway, we'll get back to that. Michael Graham, very smart guy. He can figure this out for us. We'll talk to him next on 710 WOR. Let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bartlett.
All righty, Mark. President Biden will issue more executive orders today, this time impacting coronavirus. He'll establish a testing board and will create guidelines to safely reopen schools. Secret Service scaling back restrictions at Trump Tower, including the temporary flight restrictions in the area. NYPD still has an increased presence, but it says it's reevaluating. Senate impeachment trial expected to begin soon, possibly by the end of the week. Still no word who will defend President Trump. Vaccine problems continue here in New York. The city's been forced to cancel 23,000 appointments. And Governor Cuomo says the state could run out of doses in the next couple of days. News this morning brought to you by National Realty. Learn the insider method of obtaining 18 to 21% targeted returns on prime building locations. Next update at 11, breaking news at 1. Start your day with Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning, 6 to 10 tomorrow. I'm Joe Bartlett on 710 WOR.
The clouds will thin out and some sunshine for the afternoon with 44 our high today. Clear tonight, low 35. Sunny tomorrow with a high 42. Sunny, breezy, colder. Saturday, high 32. And Sunday, sunshine's in the forecast, mid-30s. Monday, clouds, high 37. We have clouds this hour, 30 at WOR.
O-R.
Well, here's one of the smartest guys around. A great writer, great columnist, excellent talk show host. And he's the editor of Inside Sources. You should check that out. And you can just go to michaelgraham.com. It'll take you to everything. michaelgraham.com. Michael Graham, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific. You know, we have a new president and the world has not collapsed. You know, socialists are not running amok. There's not a communist flag above the nation's capital, so I'll take it.
Okay, but we talked about this before. Democrats that I know, very smart, highly educated people. Why would they think that was the most brilliant speech they ever heard? It was just a lot of slogans and bumper stickers, wasn't it?
Well, I love that you mentioned that. By the way, we got to talk about how New Hampshire's governor just threw down on Cuomo this morning.
Oh, yeah.
NBC, yeah. I don't know if you saw it. But before we get to that, so if you go to Inside Sources right now, and you may see it in one of the local papers because they run our stuff, I wrote a piece last night where I asked political pros, you know, setting aside leadership and partisanship, just from a political standpoint, what was the Biden strategy and did he deliver? And they agreed, Republicans and Democrats, that his strategy was to turn down the temperature, call for unity, and he did a good job of that. But I about fell over when Bob Schrum, who's a legendary Democratic presidential consultant, he's legendary for two reasons. One, he's worked on eight presidential races Two, he's 0-for-8. So, but you know, he's a big wig. He's well, and he actually, I'm not making up, Mark. He said that was one of the greatest inaugural addresses of all time. It is going to be studied by history. You have to go back to JFK in 1961. And I mean, I like Bob. I think he's a smart, generally guy, and I like. But oh my God! And it is absolutely. What is it, the cliche about the wish makes the thought? I mean, just, they so desperately want greatness, and, you know, Biden to be great. They just so desperately want Biden to fill the same size hole that Trump filled, that they're making this stuff up. And look, the thing that I think people like most of normal people, that is, you know, not Politico types, not talk radio types, normal people like about Biden, is that he doesn't take up as much space as Trump. I think after 4 years of having, as we talked about before, a pet tiger in the house, which is kind of cool, but really scary. I mean, people are ready for a hamster. Just, you put it in the cage, it runs the wheel, doesn't take a lot of attention. It does its thing. You got a pet. You got to have a pet. We got a pet. And that's all. That's what people want. Low maintenance.
Okay, but when you talk about falling for rhetoric, you know, you say, wow, the guy's a great speaker, but he can't get anything done. That brings us to the perfect example. Governor Cuomo, around the country, they watch these briefings and they go, what a governor. Meantime, the state's a disaster under him. And he finally got called out on CNBC this morning.
Yes, he did. And once again, we have a piece about that as well that went up just this morning where they had Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire on, and they were asking about what he wanted to hear from Biden. He had the same thing. What he wants to hear is more state control. And then I got to say, Sununu threw the first punch. He said, you know, the states down at the local level, we know what to do. The feds don't need to tell us. We governors can manage our states. And he goes, well, mostly. I mean, you do have Chris Cuomo, who's demanding $15 billion in federal money, or he's going to raise taxes to those people. That's pathetic. And the host of CNBC, Andy Sorkin, I think is his name.
Yeah.
He just, yeah. I'm a New Yorker, and I resent that, blah, blah, blah. And then he starts this crap about how New York is a donor state when it comes to federal taxes. And he's right. But you know who else is a donor state? New Hampshire. They're both donor states. You didn't know what he was talking about. And the thing I think, the reason why it resonated is, so many people who are not, you know, diehard liberals are really frustrated by seeing a guy who's done as terrible a job as Andrew Cuomo getting the kind of insane praise. If you just ignored him, you know what I mean? If the media was just like, yeah, and then it's Cuomo. But they keep just like insisting that Biden is the world's greatest orator. They're insisting that we say that Andrew Cuomo is a great governor when he obviously blatantly sucks.
Yeah, but what smart Democrats, why don't they look at New York and say, wait a minute, it's totally bankrupt. Everybody's leaving the state. It's got the biggest crime spike ever. They're not picking up the garbage. How come people don't see that?
Because we are so driven by partisanship, and it is an astonishing thing. Social scientists, you know, look for things to kind of comb people together. What will predict your behavior? And in the past, the number one predictors were things like race, for obvious reasons, or maybe your sex. Or even maybe your income. You know, those were usually, if I know those things about you, I usually know just the rest of the stuff. What do you watch? Where do you go? Today, we are in such a freaked out country that the number one indicator of how you're going to shop, how you're going to live, what you think about other things is your partisanship. We are blinded by partisanship. And I think part of it, not to be mean, Mark, because you know I love talk radio. I did it for 15 years. I think part of the blame goes on talk radio. We used to be the place where we would just call it like it was. We would throw down, and when there were inconvenient facts about things like race or Islam and terror or whatever, we would just tell the truth. And now I think what's happened is both sides think the other side is lying so much they're afraid that if they go back to the truth, the other side's just going to say, ha, we're going to use it against you. And it's never going to be a fair debate. And that's what we need is for some people to say, hey, you know what, I'm just going to go back to the facts. And you can beat me up if you want, but I'm going to stand by the fact that over time, we're going to have the credibility to help change minds and make a difference.
Yeah. So what's going to happen 4 months from now when we don't see much of Biden and not much really gets done and nothing really changes that much?
The advantage Biden had, like he keeps talking about this 1 million shots, you know, in 100, yeah. Whatever it is, you know, 100 million shots in 100 days. We're already, thanks to Operation Warp Speed, they're already delivering more than a billion doses a day from the feds to the states. It's the states who are screwing up. But you have to actually slow things down to go to 100 million doses in 100 days. It's just, once again, will people hold the states responsible, like New York, who are doing a terrible job of distribution? And so when you say what happens in 4 months when Biden hasn't done much, look, things are just getting better. I think it's hilarious. Public radio, your taxpayer-funded, your broadcasts from the, you know, from Pravda, had a huge story this morning. Hey, I think COVID has peaked. It looks like good days are ahead. We've had the worst behind us. Well, of course, they never would have told that story if Trump had been reelected. But that is probably a fact. The data seem to back that up. That it's just going to get better. We've gone through the worst part. Vaccines are going to come. The economy is naturally strong. When you throw trillions of dollars into it, even if you had to borrow those dollars and have no way of paying it back, it tends to give you a sugar high economically. Yeah. If Joe Biden returns to Delaware and goes back in his basement and does nothing but watch Matlock at Facebook all day, the country will be in better shape in 6 months anyway, because we're a strong country full of smart people who tend to find ways to make things better.
I'd say we're out of time, but great stuff always from Michael Graham. Go to michaelgraham.com. You can follow him on Twitter and, of course, read Inside Sources. And just go to michaelgraham.com. Everything is there, michaelgraham.com. Michael Graham, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, man. Take care.
All right, take care. And check out the webpage. Some great stuff up there. Watch this video. This is from years ago. Even Robin Williams knew Joe Biden was crazy. Watch him talk about Joe Biden years ago. And also, if you missed this yesterday, this is the list of the accomplishments of the Trump administration. It is a very long list. Take a look at it. Pass it around. It's up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
The Mark Simone Show
on 710WOR.
Well, we got another hour to go. We'll get back to the most extraordinary speech ever made. We'll get to that after the news. Don't forget Rush coming up at noon. Sean Hannity 3 to 6. Then you got Buck Sexton from 6 until 9. I'm here every day, 10 until noon. And you can always listen to this show anytime you want. Just get the podcast wherever you get podcasts. Back after the news on 710 WOR.